Well, this morning we have a guest joining us by phone. We're talking with Lanny this morning. She'll be performing along with her group at Saturday, December 16th, this Saturday at 7 p.m. at the Warren Cultural Center in Greenfield. It's a nice time for a little Christmas program. Lanny, how are you today?
I'm doing amazing. How are you, Jim?
Very well, thank you. It's Christmas. There's no reason not to be in good spirits, right?
Exactly. I'm all ready for the holiday season.
Well, you've got a program coming up here this weekend at the Warren Cultural Center in Greenfield, and looking forward to seeing what you're going to be performing for folks here. But talk a little bit about your background. You have Iowa roots.
Yes, I do. So I was born in Florida, but I moved to Des Moines when I was about 4 years old with my family. My parents are Colombian immigrants, so I'm a Colombian American Iowa resident, and I've grown up in Iowa, went to school here, grew up, went to college at Drake University with a degree in vocal music business, and music has always been my passion, and I just have created such a lovely network here in Iowa that it's hard for me to think about leaving, and I just love to be around Des Moines and growing around this community as well. I actually met Dan from the Warren Cultural Center through my day job at Mainframe Studios. I work as a property manager, and he popped by looking for artists to fill his gallery spaces, and we got to talking, and I mentioned how I had a band, and he said, hey, you guys should come and perform, and we've got this decided on a Christmas thing, and here we are. Now we're a few days away.
Excellent. Tell me about the musical journey for you. Is that something that's always been in your family, or do you come from a musical family?
We've always had an interest in music, but I've been probably one of the first few that has taken it seriously as a career. I've loved to songwrite. I taught myself piano when I was 11 years old. I started songwriting when I was 13. I had a lot of fun in school. I started playing violin when I was around 9 years old as well. So music has always been a part of my life, not necessarily my family, just like as a career or anything, but now, as I've gotten older, I just could not let it go. Even going to college and going to high school, I just always wanted music to be a big part of my day-to-day and a big part of my life. And it's taken me very far. Even just staying in Iowa, I've gotten so far, met so many great people and written an album, which I released this summer, July 21st of this year. I released my first professional album titled Love, Lanny. And it's just been a great journey, and music has always been my calling and my passion.
Do you play multiple instruments?
Yeah, so I started off with violin. That's how I learned to read music, but I self-taught piano, and I actually am teaching myself accordion now. I like the button instruments. It's kind of my thing, or the strings, whatever you want to call it, but guitar as well. But piano is mostly my main thing, and voice as well.
Yeah, you picked all the easy ones.
Yeah,
not quite.
Exactly.
Well, now, being first-generation Colombian-American, you probably, I assume your roots play a big part in your music.
Yes, they do. Starting off songwriting, I think when I was starting to flex the muscle of songwriting, I really stuck with what I was growing up listening to, which was American pop music, American rock, indie, very singer-songwritery. But in the last year or so, I've really started to delve into my heritage and into my roots, bringing in more of a Latin vibe, cumbia rhythms, salsa rhythms in my piano playing, in the son piano type things. It's just been an interesting journey in the last year, but it's been a big player of my music now, and I hope to include it even stronger in the future. I'm just really excited to continue pushing my heritage and showing where I come from.
Sure. Do you find you're filling a niche out there here in the area?
So it is definitely a niche. I think it's hard to say because in Iowa, there's a very strong Americana folksy vibe. That's kind of what I'm surrounded with, at least in Des Moines. I'm not sure about out in Greenfield or anything like that, but definitely a strong Americana vibe, and it's a niche for sure. It's kind of hard to find people who understand it, but I'm trying to make it more of a combination that is more palatable to people that might not know it or might not recognize it or be familiar with it. That's kind of my journey now, is to make a brand of music that is a good combination for people who aren't necessarily used to what I grew up listening to with my parents.
Well, typically music is supposed to be fun. It's supposed to make us happy. It's supposed to make us want to move to a certain extent. And anything with a Latin influence sure has a lot of that.
Yeah, it certainly does. That's our thing. I grew up dancing salsa with my dad. He was a competitive salsa dancer in Colombia. Him and my aunt, his sister, would compete in competitions in Colombia doing salsa dancing as each other's partner. And so I grew up with an influence of dancing salsa all my life, and I still go out and dance here and there, you know, some cumbia, some salsa, bachata, all that stuff. And I am really trying to come and put that into my music as well. It's different and it's a little harder to mix it together, but it's something I'm definitely striving to get to.
Sure, you bet. This Saturday, December 16th, 7 p.m. at the Warren Cultural Center in Greenfield. Lanny, for folks who come out, it's the Christmas season, so I assume they'll be expecting some of that flair in there too. Tell us about the show.
Yeah, so we've got all the Christmas classics. We've got Winter Wonderland, we got Last Christmas by Wham, we got Deck the Halls, we got Silent Night, all that you can think of. Pretty much any Christmas song that is a classic, you're going to probably hear it on Saturday. Now, what I'm really excited to share is that I have two original Christmas songs, one which I released 2 years ago called Velitas, which is about the Días de las Velitas, which means Day of the Little Candle, which is a holiday in Colombia that represents the start of the holiday season. So I wrote that song 2 years ago and released it 2 years ago on all platforms, and I am so excited to share it with everyone. And I wrote a new song called This Christmas. I'm also excited for everyone to hear that one because it's very fun and very energetic. And if you want to move, we also are singing a Latino Christmas classic, which is Mi Burrito Sabanero. So that's going to be very fun. Those are some interesting flares. And besides all the Christmas classics, you're going to be hearing some new stuff and some of the originals that I have released on my album as well. So I'm very excited to share with everyone.
Excellent. An original show. That's awesome. Now, you said we a few times here for Saturday. So do you have some friends coming with you?
Oh, I do. I have my full band coming with me. My full band is made up of two guitarists, one bassist, another vocalist who plays guitar and percussion, and a drummer. So we are ready to rock the house and to show y'all what we've been doing.
This is truly a live performance.
Yes, it is.
Have you done a lot of touring? Have you had a chance to get out regionally at all to share this music with some folks around the state and around the region?
Not necessarily, no. We're still a fairly new band. We only got together around February of 2022, and putting together a tour can be pretty time-consuming and expensive. So that's just, you know, a reality of our situation, but we have a lot of fun together playing locally. But we are so excited to come out to Greenfield. That's great for us. We're super stoked.
Yeah, it's hard to do that sometimes when you're trying to hold down a full-time job as well. it could be every musician has struggled at one time or another in trying to get off the ground. It's a lot of no's before you get to yes, but it sounds like you're getting out and getting a lot of folks to turn heads a little bit and notice what you've got.
Oh, totally. And we're here to rock the house and bring something new and niche, as you put it, to the community. And we're happy that Dan even gave us the opportunity. I mean, it's just great to go to Greenfield and meet new people and share something different with them.
Yeah. And of course, the Warren Cultural Center will be kind of a smaller venue. It's not a big concert hall necessarily, but is it the kind of place you enjoy going to?
Oh, absolutely. I love that he had mentioned it was an art gallery as well with an opera house attached. He called it an opera house. Mm-hmm. But the concert hall, we're really excited to be in, and I'm excited to show everyone what we've got.
Very good. Up close and personal. That's what we're going to get here. Very good.
Absolutely.
Well, it sounds like you've got a fun show put together and a lot of good friends coming to help make that a real special evening. Again, that's this Saturday, December 16th, 7 p.m. That's Lanny, a Christmas program, and it's part of the Locals and Legends series at the Warren Cultural Center in Greenfield. Tickets are $20 for adults. Students are free, and you can check those out online. You can go online to the Warren Cultural Center's website to pick up those tickets. You can hold out, I guess, and wait and hope there are some available at the door, but we'd encourage you to get those tickets now if you can to enjoy Lanny here for the holiday season. Well, thank you so much for the time today. I appreciate it. Best of luck to you on Saturday and in your continuing trips around the region. Hope you have a great time.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Jim. I appreciate the call and the interview, and I am so excited to be at Greenfield this Saturday. We'll have some merch there, too, some little Christmas gifts for anyone who is interested. So I'm super excited to see you all there.